Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Last night didn't go the way that you wanted it to. I'm not so certain it even went the way St. Cloud wanted the game to kind of play out. After a night to reflect, were your offensive woes more on you or more of what they were doing?
I think probably a combination of both. I mean, they trapped us hard last night. They backed up, and they clogged the neutral zone. They had five guys back, and they took away all of our transition game. They tried to take away our rush offense. So then we got to obviously, you know, we got to score with our end zone offense. We got to get a power play goal in these particular games, Schultz, when there's no easy ice. And we did. Hey, we had the 1 second wave goal with Whitey jumping up in the play right there. So that was nice. And then you got to be opportunistic when you can take advantage of some rush offense.
I thought yesterday would have been a great special teams night to keep that power play clicking of yours. Your first two chances, you had an awful time just getting the puck in the zone. You seemed to get better as the game progressed. Did you guys change anything on zone entry there on the power play, or did you just execute better?
Winning faceoffs helps too, Schultz. When you can win faceoffs right away and then you do get the puck cleared, at least now they're line changing or they're a little tired. So the biggest thing is we didn't win faceoffs on the power play, and you know, their first couple power plays they won their faceoffs. So you have to win. If you win a faceoff on the power play, you know, you're going to set it up. And if you win one on the penalty kill, there's a good chance you're going to kill that penalty out, because now they got to come 200 feet and it's going to be hard for them to possess it.
Early in the year, you wanted to balance your scoring, so you split apart the three Fitzgeralds. Lately, when they've all been healthy, they've played together. What led to the change?
Well, again, we're just, I think, again, at the end of the day, we kind of like, you know, it probably certain features of what we have right now. You know, when Harmsey was out, we had to obviously do some stick handling with some lines right there, and we kind of liked a little bit of the chemistry. And then when we put Jerry Miles and Leo together, again, they know each other. We felt that fit. And we just felt that we probably had a deeper three lines by putting Miles up with Leo and Jerry. We just felt it probably, you know, created probably a little more scoring on all three lines versus probably a little less scoring that we had before.
Putting a lineup together is kind of an art form, isn't it?
Well, it is, and there is a method to your madness. You're doing something that you think is going to benefit the team, and just like, again, by putting the Fitzies back together and doing what we're doing and putting Charlie with Nate and Mike Soucier, we tried to basically, with that line, we just wanted to increase the pace and the tempo of that line, so that's what we did. And so, you know, you got to try to mix and match a little bit sometimes, Schultze.
Zach Whitecloud scored on his first career shot, kind of went into a drought. But he's scored in four of your last five games. Have you told him to shoot more, or is he just in a rhythm?
No, we're telling him to shoot more. Now, in that particular play, I don't know if it was really, you know, shoot more, because he was just a second wave, and that was a pretty cut and dry play. You better shoot that puck right there. But we want him to shoot more on the power play. We want him to shoot more when there's low to highs. We just think that he's looking off too much, and he's trying to make too many plays when he can get the puck through. So he's got to get a little more selfish with his shooting, and you know, Zach knows that, and he's a coachable kid. He's a very good hockey player, and we need all of our guys to shoot more, quite honestly, Schultze.
More with Coach Ceritori when we return the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. On to Minnesota. They've struggled the last couple of years in this tournament. They seem to have a little bit more wow factor, at least in my eyes. Is this one of their better teams the last couple of years?
I think so. I mean, they're a year older from last year's team. I really like what they bring to the table. They're a very good rush offense team. They've got good size. They have sandpaper to their game. They got a big long defensive core. They got a good hockey team, and obviously it's showing right now. Just take a look at the pairwise standings.
Do your non-Minnesota players know how badly your fans want to beat the in-state institution?
I think so. You know, and we don't talk about it, Schultze. They figure it out awful quick. I mean, they figure it out awful quick. So, you know, they kind of know the food chain, and they know where Minnesota ranks, and, you know, the recognition, they know that. So I think that carries over to those guys, too, with the enthusiasm for a game like this.
Watched a bit of their game last night. Their first power play impressed me. Does your penalty kill need to do anything in particular to slow them down or not?
Well, we got to watch. There's a couple of things we have to do, Schultze. One, we got to watch flanker to flanker plays. That means the two corner guys, and they want to go across. They want to go across a lot, so we have to have good sticks. Our killer in the middle is going to have to try to deny the flanker to flanker play. There's no question about it. And, you know, you're going to have to block some shots. So I think the thing against Minnesota, it's critical that we win faceoffs. If we can clear a puck right away, I think you're halfway home.
You clinched home ice for the first round last night. Some of your fans, and heck, I'll admit it, me too a little bit, already looking forward to next week's series with Tech and what it's going to mean. Can you just talk to those of us who have not played at this elite level, how that thought process never comes into a player's mind?
Well, it doesn't until next week, you know, and it doesn't. We're just so consumed with this tournament. We're so consumed with Minnesota right now and winning this game. And, that's just the way it goes. I think, again, you have to have short-term memory. You're playing for the next game, and then obviously the next game after that, the next game after that. So when that time comes, we'll worry about Michigan Tech.
From a confidence standpoint, for the stretch run, is today a must-win?
No. I mean, and I'm not sitting there saying, hey, we're going to lose either, by the way, but no, not at all. I mean, it's important for what we do in the league, obviously. Again, that's where we're at right now. But, boy, it's sure nice to win this game just for a lot of different reasons, Schultz. There's no question. But, no, I'm not going to throw a must-win for a first-place team right now. We're in first place, and we're going to hang our hat on that right now. And so I'm not going to sit there and, if we were, seventh, eighth place and had eight wins or nine wins, hey, I don't know, maybe. But you know what? We've had a good season. We've won a lot of hockey games. We've done a lot of good things, and I want to make sure that, that's what we expound on and that's what we talk about, and, we hang our hat on that.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.